You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 220, my schedule for 2023 to 2024. Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready? Hello, hello. It is that time of year again when I share an overview of what our schedule, homeschool schedule, is going to be for the upcoming year. Now, these are some of my most listened to and downloaded episodes of my schedule. So I am so glad that they are helpful to so many of you. So love doing this. It also forces me to not drag my feet and actually plan my homeschool schedule quite a bit in advance, have everything ready. So that's actually great for me as well. So this is going to be kind of a brief overview so I don't completely overwhelm anybody, right? So what I have decided to do to give you a much more in-depth of what our schedule is going to look like is I'm going to do a live webinar on August 14th, where I am going to be going in for a full 6 weeks of a curriculum guide. Now, this is going to be a step-by-step guide of what you could do in your school every stinking day. And I am so excited about this because I know there are times and seasons where sometimes I'm like, I don't have the bandwidth to plan this. I've bought different courses, even just for a month for Christmas school or something like that. Like, just tell me what books to read. Tell me what activity to do. I'll do it, but I don't have the bandwidth to plan it. So I am excited to dive in that with you, of giving you 6 weeks of what you can do within your school and what it's going to look like, the books, the activities, all of those different things. So make sure you head over to my website, www.coachmegthomas.com, to register. And I will also add a link in the show notes and in my Instagram bio. So make sure you join me over there. So I have 4 kids still homeschooling. Isn't that fun? But however, I have 7 kids, and I'm going to give you an update on all of their lives and babies because I want to. But it's also kind of fun to see, because they were all homeschooled, what they're doing now, because I know that's what some of people's fears are like, if my kid's homeschooled, can they live a normal life? Can they do all these things, right? You are kind of going out on a leap of faith of homeschooling and whatnot. So I love showing what my kids are doing as well. So my oldest is moving out in the middle of August, and he will be attending Utah Valley University. And that is the college. We're actually not too far away from 2 colleges, UVU, Utah Valley University, and Brigham Young University, or BYU. So he is working full time, and so he will just be taking 1 class. He was my only high school graduate. All of the rest of mine are high school dropouts. But he's my only high school graduate. And then he was able to have, I don't remember the number off the top of my head, but around 30 college credits. And they were all through UVU, through a concurrent enrollment program. So it was really easy to get him in. So he already has most of his generals done. And so he's just going to be taking 1 class, trying it out, just seeing what he likes and all those things. So as of now, he is an English major and is a writing major. You want to know a fun fact about that? I should do a full episode about this. But he was my latest reader. I guess I still have George. George could beat him. But how funny, my oldest was my latest reader, and he did kindergarten. He did private school kindergarten. And after that year, he couldn't read. And I thought, oh my gosh, I just paid how much money for my kid to just sit there, because he's not a problem kid. And so they just kind of left him over to the side and didn't pay attention to him. And so I paid all this money, had to pull him out. So first grade started, and we had to start from ground zero. So like very, very basics of the alphabet, the phonics, all these different things. And by 4th grade, this kid was reading the Odyssey. So there's my little testimony of like, let them do it at their own level, go slow, have fun with it. But he's written quite a few little short stories, and he goes and gets those printed. They're pretty fun. He has a fantastic imagination. He's quite a storyteller. So excited to see what he does with that. So his plan right now is I think it's an English major, but it's like specific for creative writing. That's what it is. So that's what he will be starting this fall. My second son will also be attending Utah Valley University and also taking one class. He will be getting fresh home. He actually comes home the day before his brother moves out. So I have all my babies under my roof for one night, and I'm pretty excited about that. I have some fun plans for that. So he'll be fresh home and from his mission and just easing back into life. And so he was originally just going to maybe wait till next semester to start, but he wanted to have a plan. He's kind of like me, and he's a doer. And so like not having a plan was kind of driving him bonkers. So anyways, he's registered for Utah Valley University. And as of now, obviously he's still in this mission. He is planning on working with my husband. He has his mortgage license. So he'll probably be doing that and also being a CrossFit coach. So we'll kind of see what he does as he gets out of mission mode and back into regular life mode. Then my oldest daughter, she will be living in Houston, Texas area because she will be serving her mission. She starts it this fall. She'll do home MTC for a hot minute, or missionary training center. And then she is supposed to fly out to the Mexico MTC on our first day of school. So we may be adjusting that, because last time when we sent off a missionary, we were a little bit of a mess. So we will see how that day goes. We might be taking it pretty easy. So now for my four kids who are still homeschooled all the way. So my son is 16, almost 17, and is in his third year of college. He attends Southern New Hampshire University online. And this is what kid two and three also got their associates through. He is registered through MyTech High in Utah, and that pays his tuition. Those are questions I get asked often. So there you go. He is also in seminary, speech and debate, and will be working. Now his goal, so if he were in regular school, he would be a junior, but his goal is to actually graduate this year so he can leave on a mission next fall. He is being super sweet. So his birthday is in September, but my birthday is in October. So he is putting his availability date a day after my birthday, just because he knows I love my babies and I want to celebrate with them. And so he was super cute and said, don't worry, Mom, I'll put my availability date after your birthday. So anyways, I thought that was cute. Even though he is leaving a year early, that was hard for my heart. But anyway, so that's his plan. So just FYI, like my children's plan, especially my teens, I totally allow them the space to plan what it is they want to do with their schedule, but I don't hold them to it. So if he, for some reason, said, oh my gosh, I bit off more than I can chew, and I actually want to take one more year to finish my degree, fantastic. Way to go, buddy. Like, I would support it all. So anyways, this is what his plan is. And as of now, that's what it will be. So now my second daughter, she is 15 and would be starting her 10th grade year, but she will be also starting Southern New Hampshire University. And this will be her first year. Now, this lady, she wants to go for trying to finish her associates in one year, and totally doable, but like maybe a little bit rough. But as of now, that is her plan, that she would like to try to finish it in one year. So I'm curious to see what's going to happen. I told her she can take as long as she wants, but if now she's going to go for it for a year, because she also, one of the more things, like my own concerns, is that she also has other things outside of that, like social life, family life, all those things, but she also attends seminary, speech and debate, and she is in a co-op, the same co-op she was in last year, and it is a dreamy co-op, and she will be working a few times a week. So we'll see how this goes. That was when she told me that she's like, I think I want to graduate next year too. I was like, what? I had finally just adjusted to your brother graduating early next year. So I might have two kids graduating next year. That's what my Bella did. She ended up graduating a year early with her brother. So that was a little tricky. So my first five kids are born within 6 years. So I remember when they all came really fast, somebody said, just so you know, they're all going to leave really fast. And that has been very true. But luckily I have more kids. So I still have my two boys, younger boys. So I have my 12-year-old, and he will be starting speech and debate this year. And he will also be doing the co-op with his sister. Then Master George is just going to be full-blown homeschooled with me. He is not in any co-op, any extracurricular classes. He'll do like flag football in the fall, and he'll do like junior jazz basketball in the spring. I guess everybody who's wouldn't be called junior jazz because the Utah Jazz. So whatever it is called in your state, but at the rec center basketball league, he'll do those two type of things. But he just wants to be home. He liked the co-op, but he started having a hard time leaving the house. So usually that, to me, that's a sign that they're not quite ready to go and just keeping him home a little bit longer. So lots of one-on-one time with Georgie and me this year. So I'm going to soak that up and I'm excited about that. So our homeschool is going to be divided into 6 units. Some of the units will be 6 weeks. Some are 5 and 2 of them are 4 weeks. After we end each unit, we will take a week off of school. Now, some of these work, actually all of them work lovely. One of the weeks we'll take off is the middle of October, which is fall break, right? One of the weeks will be Thanksgiving, which we always take off. We will also take off for Christmas. Now, this one will actually take off 2 to 3 weeks during that time. Sometimes I have done school over Christmas. This year, we're just going to take some time off as far as my teaching. Then we have spring break, right? And some different things like that. So it just kind of works out pretty beautifully of how we will be doing that. So I wanted to tell you just a quick highlight of what the units will be. So unit number one, we are going to be diving into 1500s exploration. So this is why you want to make sure you come to the webinars, because I'm going to be diving into all the books, songs, fun things, all that we're going to be doing with history and all that amazing stuff, geography, so much fun. For science, for unit one, we're going to be doing stars and oceans. So fun when you're talking about explorers, right? All the oceans, the stars, all those things. Then this is something I'm super excited about because if you followed me and listened to me for a while, I have my successful 6 levels of liberty, things like that, like skills I want my kids to know to help them to become independent, help them to have skills when they move out. And I've included that within my units. So unit number one is financial. So basic skills that we'll be doing finances with little kids up to big kids, right? Of just like skills, we're going to make this part of school, books we'll be reading, all that fun stuff. Unit two is colonial America. For history, geography, science will be rocks, land, and water formations. And successful 6 will be emotional. Unit number 3 will be American Revolution. Science will be botany. And successful 6 will be our mental. Then unit 4 will be a new nation, early American government. Science will be birds, and successful 6 will be physical. Let's see, unit number 5 will be 1800 Westerns expansion. Science will be animals, and successful 6 will be social. Let's see, unit number 6 will be Civil War through 1900s and America, 1900s America, and possibly touch on some of the world wars. Our science will be insects, and our successful 6 will be spiritual. So I also will be adding in art, poetry, composers, and some other fun stuff. During the webinar on August 14th, I will go through all of Unit 1, and it will be like on Mondays, we'll be studying this, and these are the books that we will be doing, and these are the activities that we could be doing. On Tuesdays, it was this, like, well, 4 days a week, right? So day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4 of 6 weeks of that. So I cannot wait to give that to you because, like, I can't even imagine if I had that for myself. So what the guide I'll be using, it is heavily influenced from Well-Educated Heart. Love a lot of her book suggestions, her philosophy, a lot of that beautiful thing. Also heavily influenced by Charlotte Mason. Also a big fan. I feel like they really, really mesh well and work well with each other. So that is where a lot of this curriculum and this guide, the right word is a curriculum guide, right? Because it's not like a language arts, like The Good and the Beautiful, right? Like that, but it's like using these books. So living books and different things like that to really help you to teach your kids. And I cannot wait to give that to you. So even if you can't attend the webinar live, make sure you come and at least register for it, because you will still get the recording of the webinar and you will still get the download of the 6 weeks, the links for all the books, all of those types of things, so that you can have 6 weeks of your school just planned and taken care of and you don't even have to think. Hallelujah. Am I right? Like, isn't that always so dreamy? So I hope your homeschool planning is going well. And I hope to see you on the webinar on the 14th. So have an amazing day and make sure you message me if you have any questions. Have a great day. Bye. Hey, friend. If you enjoy this podcast, I know you are going to love my book I wrote. It's called 30 Days to Ease into Homeschool. This is for anyone, whether you are new to homeschooling or ready to take your homeschool to the next level. This is for you. It's available to download at www.coachmegthomas.com/shop.